Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 17, 12 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 12 to 17. A glorious throne exalted from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from you will be written in the dust because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. They keep saying to me, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it now be fulfilled." I have not run away from being your shepherd. You know I have not desired the day of despair. What passes my lips is open before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. My theme for reflection is the God of hope, a call to trust. The God of hope, a call to trust. Jeremiah 17, 12 to 17 invites us to return to the true source of hope, God's glorious throne, a place of refuge and healing. In these verses, Jeremiah presents a vivid contrast between the emptiness of relying on human strength and the blessing of trusting fully in God. He compels us to see God not just as a place of safety, but as the only genuine source of hope in every season of our lives. Jeremiah begins by pointing to God's throne, not merely as a symbol of authority, but as our sanctuary, a place of profound comfort and enduring security. Human strength, as we all know, is fleeting and unreliable. People and systems fail us. But God's throne is eternal, a glorious high throne that never changes. This powerful image reminds us that whatever our situation, we can always find refuge in the presence of God, who is a constant, unshakable source of peace. This constancy of God becomes even more striking when we consider the fate of those who forsake him. They abandon the fountain of living waters in favor of broken cisterns, false sources of hope that cannot sustain them. The folly of turning away from God is met with inevitable disappointment. Yet amidst the stark warning, Jeremiah offers us hope. God is always willing to heal, save, and provide sanctuary. He stands ready, arms open wide, but he requires us to turn toward him with hearts softened in humility. Jeremiah's own prayer in verses 14 to 17 captures the essence of this trust. He cries out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved," demonstrating a complete dependence on God. This is not a desperate plea born out of fear, but a confident declaration of God's power. Jeremiah knows that true healing and salvation can only come from the Lord, whether that healing is physical or spiritual. And unlike those who were impatiently questioning God's plan, demanding immediate answers, Jeremiah models patient trust. He remains steadfast, willing to wait for God's perfect timing, even as others around him say, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now." What is remarkable is how Jeremiah handles his calling. He doesn't shy away from his mission, no matter how difficult it becomes. He remains committed to shepherding God's people, not out of a desire to see them judged, but out of obedience to God's call. His faithfulness amidst adversity is a reminder of what it looks like to hope in God when everything around us seems uncertain. The prophet Jeremiah was not motivated by a desire for revenge or judgment. Instead, he spoke words of warning out of love and obedience, hoping that the people would repent and find refuge in God. My dear friends, this passage speaks powerfully to our current reality. Today we live in uncertain times. Political divisions, social unrest, and economic instability now surround us. The ecclesiastical institution, once a sanctuary, once a sanctified bastion of spiritual solace, have become entangled in the quagmire of politicking, engendering internecine turmoil, heightened social stratification, and an insidious erosion of its foundational values. Many of us feel overwhelmed, anxious, and tempted to lean on our own abilities or worldly promises for a sense of security. But, as Jeremiah reminds us, our real sanctuary is found in God alone. When we turn away from Him to rely on things that cannot truly satisfy, we end up spiritually empty, like those who abandon the fountain of living waters, only to find themselves parched. Theologian John Stott once commented that we must be global Christians with a global vision because our God is a global God. These words remind us to lift our gaze above our circumstances, to remember that God is greater than any of the challenges we face. Our ultimate hope does not lie in human institutions or earthly stability. It rests in the glorious, unchanging God who invites us to His throne for refuge. When we place our trust in Him, we experience a peace that transcends all understanding, a peace rooted not in fleeting circumstances, but in the eternal presence of our loving Creator. Jeremiah's example encourages us to live with unwavering faith, even when God's timing seems slow or when His answers seem distant. In a world that values instant solutions, may we learn to value God's presence above all else. He alone is our hope, our refuge, and our strength. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you tempted to rely on human strength instead of God's eternal throne? Number two, how can Jeremiah's example of patience and trust in God inspire you in your own seasons of uncertainty? Heavenly Father, we come before your glorious throne acknowledging that you alone are our true sanctuary. Forgive us for the times when we have turned away from you, seeking comfort and hope in things that cannot satisfy. Let us be people who reflect your glory, sharing the living waters you provide with a thirsty world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.